Hot Business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking. Recognized as the best Pan-African bank for SMEs. For tailored solutions and deep sector expertise, search Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking today.
Now, ransomware is no longer a tech buzzword. It's a multi-million rand threat to South African organizations. And there's a new report out by Sophos that shows that more local victims are paying ransoms, while recovery costs are spiraling above 24 million rand per breach. That is a lot of money. So my question is, why are we so vulnerable and what can be done before the next attack? Slade Vandrew is with me, MSP Channel Manager for the Middle East and Africa at Sophos. It's a security software and hardware company. And let's try and break all of this down. So Slade, based on this latest report, how would you describe the current ransomware landscape in South Africa? Things seem to be getting a little worse.
Yeah, definitely. Firstly, Jeremy, I think, you know, South Africa is definitely escalating, and there's a major impact on South African businesses when it comes to ransomware. I think you'll see in our latest report that, you know, more than 71% of affected organizations have paid a ransom. And, you know, the average cost, as you said, exceeds 24 million rand. And these trends indicate to us that while attacks are becoming more aggressive, many organizations are still underprepared. You know, they're either lacking human resources or the skill to mitigate the attacks. And unfortunately, recovery strategies like backup restoration are faltering, and, you know, cyber defenses aren't evolving fast enough to meet modern threats. So we're seeing a massive ransomware evolve into business disruption at a national and a global scale.
Let's get back to that recovery in just a moment, but it's the figure of 71% paying the ransom that is really disturbing. It says a lot about our current state of readiness, doesn't it? And maybe just the sense that people are either ignoring it or simply don't have the wherewithal or the skill to combat this.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I wouldn't say that, you know, only South African organizations are being targeted aggressively. Adversaries aren't going after SA organizations. They're indiscriminate in their attacks and take advantage of weaknesses in cyber defenses. And I think this boils down to a cyber maturity issue across the board. And this, unfortunately, remains inconsistent in South Africa. And, you know, many businesses lack active or advanced threat detection. They rely on outdated infrastructure. They've got massive gaps in their cyber hygiene. And threat actors know this. And more importantly, they know that, you know, a large proportion of victims are likely to pay to get their operations back online.
Slade, explain the figure of 24 million rand to me. That's the average cost of recovery. And what then makes ransomware so financially devastating beyond the ransom itself?
Well, you know, the recovery involves a lot more than just the decryption of data. You know, it often includes prolonged downtime, which leads to, you know, massive loss in revenue. There's legal consultation involved. There's digital forensics, incident response services, reputational damage, and not to forget, you know, overtime for internal IT teams. So the operational disruptions can extend for weeks or sometimes even months. And these costs quickly add up and can actually exceed the ransom demand several times over.
A lot of it comes down to the way in which a company operates, and by that I mean leadership. And this report disturbingly shows that pressure on IT teams is mounting, which I guess begs the question, are executives treating cyber threats more as a back office issue these days?
I think ransomware incidents place enormous pressure on IT teams and security teams. And I think the pressure often stems from a lack of shared responsibility. So leadership must acknowledge that cyber risks are a business risk. And this means, you know, supporting the IT teams with adequate funding or adequate resources, as well as the time to build effective defenses and recovery plans. And it's no secret that mental health and burnout and staff retention in cybersecurity are an emerging risk that can't be ignored. So, yeah, culture matters as much as technology when it comes to building resilience.
And do you think that companies underestimate the importance then of recovery systems? Only 35% recovered using actual backup.
Yes, definitely. Many organizations assume that by having backups in place that they are protected. But unless those backups are immutable and easily restorable, their functionality is useless in a real attack. It reflects the disconnect between IT and executive leadership. on the importance of resilience. Backup strategy needs to be elevated and aligned across, board level risk management.
And Slade, you mentioned earlier that everyone is a potential victim, but I would imagine that maybe smaller businesses, smaller enterprises are more vulnerable given fewer resources. If that's the case, is there anything that they can do that is effective without blowing any kind of budget, which they probably don't have in the first place?
Absolutely. For SMEs particularly, I would suggest to partner with a trusted MDR provider. Often SMEs or SMBs don't have the in-house expertise or the budget for a full-scale security team. And by providing with the MDR provider, they're able to offer enterprise-grade security operations without that overhead, giving the SMEs visibility, expertise, and rapid response if needed. And it can be done at a predictable cost. It's probably one of the smartest security investments that a small business can make today.
And beyond small business, I would imagine that non-corporates like hospitals or even schools are now potential victims.
Yeah, absolutely. As mentioned earlier, cyber criminals are wherever they see a threat is where they move.
And finally, then, how do you think this whole paradigm is going to evolve? Are we going to see more of this in 2025 through to next year?
Well, hopefully not, but we are seeing a shift in or a shift from pure encryption to double or even triple extortion. So attackers are not only just encrypting data anymore, but they are stealing it. They threaten to leak it or sell it. We're also seeing a massive movement in ransomware as a service. Effectively, you could pay someone on the dark web a couple of $100 to perform a ransomware attack on your behalf. And this is really lowering the barrier to entry for cyber criminals. So, in 2025, we can expect, unfortunately, more attacks on smaller businesses, especially on their OT or operational technology environments. And we'll see it in sectors such as manufacturing or logistics, as well as AI-powered phishing and deepfake-based social engineering could become more prevalent in 2025.
And that is a very disturbing state of affairs, but thank you very much for shining a light on it. That's Slade Vandra, who is MSP Channel Manager for the Middle East and Africa at Sophos. I appreciate your time. Thank you.
Our business is powered by Standard Bank Business and Commercial Banking, delivering expert support and tailored solutions to help your business grow with confidence, clarity, and resilience.